Okay, folks, let's start with retail sales. They were in line with expectations, but core retail sales were up 0.5%. That was good. Auto sales were up 2%. Online sales were up 1.9%. The reason retail sales weren't as strong is obviously gas prices fell dramatically. And so that was a good 5.3% drop in gas station sales. But back all that out, core retail sales look good. There's obviously a consumer recovery underway. Consumers are spending on online. They're buying cars. So that was a good report. TSM, Taiwan Semi, came out with their earnings before the opening. And so here's where we're at. First of all, their sales were up about 36%. And their earnings were up 77%. That was both better than expected, okay? But they raised their guidance, okay, above analyst estimates. So that was excellent, okay? Now, their operating margins are still expanding. They're a whopping 67.7%. That is near NVIDIA levels, okay? So that's this phenomenal result. Now, why is the stock down? Well, because Wall Street likes to take profits. They like to do this thing called mean reversion trading. And this is affecting memory stocks. It's affecting TSM. To a lesser extent, it's affecting NVIDIA. And all these dips are buying opportunities because we don't have stronger stocks to put you in. So I don't want you to worry about this day-to-day volatility that you're seeing because that's where the earnings are. And as we let more and more earnings come out, the whole sector should be firming up here, okay? Temporarily, I can find stronger earnings in oil shipping, oil tanker companies, some oil refiners. Energy is going to have the best overall earnings this quarter, but to be totally candid with you, the AI-related stocks, the data center-related stocks, still are phenomenal, okay? Now, you might have noticed New York State did ban data centers for a year because they want to work on some regulations. New York's a good place to have data centers because, first, upstate New York, they got a lot of space. And, two, they do have hydroelectric, and their electricity there is cheaper than everywhere else. Not only do they have hydroelectric from the Great Lakes, they also do import electricity from Quebec, okay, on a direct current grid. So I found that to be very interesting that that the ban on data centers was only 1 year. So so that's that, okay? Otherwise, you know, we're on track to for earnings to be up 30% this quarter. I did say that on Fox Business this morning. Maria pointed out that Kevin Hassert, head of the Council of Economic Advisors, is expecting 4% GDP growth. I would not argue with him on that. I think that's very accurate. The only drag on GDP is all the imports of memory chips, of GPUs, and from Korea and Taiwan that is widening the trade deficit temporarily. So that was a 1.7% adjustment to GDP in the second quarter down, and it could be up to 2%. Although, let's face it, we're exporting a lot of energy, refined products, so it's kind of a mixed bag out there. But from what we can see, the underlying growth of the economy is very good. The market is just manic. It's the summertime. People like to take profits. This technology gyrations you're seeing, up, down, almost every day, you know, it's been going on for a few weeks. A lot of it is, again, the market makers like to sell cover call options. When you sell an option, you collect a premium. So they want to write options on the most exciting stocks, the most stocks that have had the most appreciation. And then they'll run a mean reversion program to knock it down. So They're trying to collect free option premiums, is what they're trying to do. So this is a mechanical thing. This is a mean reversion algorithms on Wall Street. But in the end, fundamentals rule the roost, okay? So let's let all these earnings come out. So far, so good. So I'm very, very happy with that. Now, we did fire on a oil tanker in that was trying to dock at Karg Island, the oil export terminal. And we fired, I guess, a Hellfire missile or two through its smokestack to give it a warning not to, to dock. So, you know, I think we're in our ninth day of basically escalating military actions against Iran. Trump wants them to return to the negotiating table. So we'll see what happens there. But this isn't affecting the U.S. economy at all. Okay, so that's that. Now, President Trump will be addressing the nation soon, too. So we got to see what he has to say. That'll probably be a little bit more scripted than Truth Social, okay? Just so you know. Otherwise, let's just enjoy earnings season. I'm watching the yield curve very carefully. It's tilted up a little from the two-year. It's not going to invert. Scott Bessent doesn't want that. Kevin Warsh doesn't want that. But we had very good inflation news this week. So the talk of the Fed raising rates is gone now. And we'll see. The other thing is economic growth around the world continues to sputter predominantly in Europe and much of Asia. China has the slowest growth since 2020. Officially, it's 4.3, but it's disappointing for them. Their domestic economy is very poor. Their growth comes from mostly exports. But as you know, China always overproduces. So that means we're going to import deflation from China. So I don't want you to worry about the oscillations. We're on track for earnings. We have to keep our head down, let the earnings come out, and then everything should right itself. So that's where we're at this juncture. So hang in there, everybody. I know a lot of folks don't enjoy the day-to-day volatility, but in the end, when the dust settles, the stocks with the strongest earnings and the best guidance should be doing well. And I did notice when TSM opened down, it started to recover during the day. The day's not over, but that's a good sign. So, and I'm sure that stock, if it was down today, will be up tomorrow. So take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. We'll ride through this. Our best defense, strong offense, fundamental superior stocks, and we should not let mean reversion algorithms or market shenanigans throw us off track. So let's keep our head down, let the earnings do their thing, and then we can assess everything at the end of the earnings announcement season. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.